durable plant thing. If you were here long enough, I'd like to. We have a museum here. I'd like to take you and show you.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Show you some things there. Now, I have a cotton plant there at the museum that's over 100 years old.
Is that right?
It's a barrel planter. It turns, it looks sort of like a barrel, half a barrel. And it was pretty accurate too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a well state of preservation.
Very good.
And I'll take you there. Now they are not open on Monday. If you go be here tomorrow, I'll be glad to take you.
Yes, sir. I'd like to do that.
And we got a nice little fellow there that you'd like to talk to him too, because he is in charge of the museum, and Mr. Hempel, and he knows a whole lot. He knows more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to me sometime about some particular thing, but he's got lots of data, got lots of curios and Indian artifacts.
Would you explain how the animals were kept?
Well, the animals were kept on the roof and fed air corn.
Mm-hmm.
And they were generally taken pretty good care of.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep the wagons?
Well, we had a shed for the wagons. We had a shed for the wagons and the tools.
How about the hay? Where did you, what about the hay? The hay, did you keep the hay in the barn?
Oh, yes. The hay was cut and hauled in loose and put in great big rooms and fed down to the animals. Yes, it was put upstairs and fed down to them.
I see. But
and they had the hay and corn and their life was pretty busy on the plantation. We tried to have something for the tenants to do when it was possible. Mm-hmm. Most of them lived at home. They had their own chickens, a cow, and a good garden. They raised sweet potatoes and a pig and had a cow. They were self-sustaining.
I see.
Most of them.
I see. How did? What were some of the calls that you'd make to the animals to bring them in? For example, how would people call a cow to come?
Well,
in
yes,
them?
Yes. That was very frequently done. You could they'd go out and call them. They'd call the hogs too.
What did they say when they would call, a cow or a hog?
Well,
or
some of them had one call and some of them another, you know. It was not all generally a given custom.
I see.
It was, I don't know how to describe it.
Could you do it? Could you do some of the calls?
No, sir, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Hogs.
We had a bell on the plantation that we rung about 4 o'clock in the morning to wake everybody up, and we went to work at daylight and we quit at dark. Now we wait till 8 o'clock and quit at 5.
All right.
And back in those days, I don't imagine the labor receive more than not to exceed 50 cents a day. I have seen labor after the First World War at 40 cents a day, cotton picking at 40 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I also sold cotton at 6 cents a pound.